Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has offered farmers and ranchers a strategic consulting approach to manage both marketing opportunities and risks utilizing the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Sales of newly constructed U.S. single-family homes rose in September, and inventories shrank as builders slashed prices to their lowest level in 4 years to move property as the financial crisis steepens. The Commerce Department reports the annual sales pace of 264,000 homes was up 2.7% from the revised August figure of 252,000 homes. The Brazilian subsidiary of U.S. farm machinery maker Deere & Company laid off 200 employees after Argentine clients canceled the purchase of harvesters. Deere says it now plans to produce about 20 harvesters per day as of November in that factory instead of the 24 it previously expected. It currently manufactures 17 harvesters a day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 8,321. It's bouncing around a little bit for me, down 57 points. The NASDAQ at 1530, it's off 22, and the S&P 500 at 866, almost 867, is off just under 10 points at the moment.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 5:41, down 6 on the open. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 5:14, down 2.25 on the open. March, 5:33, down 1.75. December corn opened at 3.74, up 2.75 on the open. March, 3.90, up 1.25. May, $4, up a half. July, 4.11, up 1.25. December, 4.28 3/4, up 1. March of 2010, 4.41, down a half on the open. November beans opened at 8.76, up 12.25 on the open. January, 8.75, up 8. March, 8.84 1/2, up 9.5. May, 8.93, up 9. July, 8.98, up 6.5. November of 2009, 8.95, up 5 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 2.66, down 2.30 on the open. January, 2.66, down 1.70. December soybean oil opened at 31.70, up 24 on the open. January, 32.03, up 8. CME Livestock, October live cattle open at 88.40, up 55 on the open. October feeders, 96, down 15. December lean hogs, 58.40, down 10 on the open. February bellies, 84, down 32.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us now to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Very much a muted open at the Board of Trade today.
Yeah, we've seen some strength. Earlier calls were a little lower of concerns. The outside equity markets were trading a soft note overnight and early this morning, but since have firmed somewhat. So we're seeing some strength come in here. So that's more than welcome. We've been looking for some type of bottom formation to take hold. If we can at least close higher here today, that'll at least hopefully help that process. But you go back in history as far as the stock market goes and sort of blocking out what we're dealing with right now, the stock market historically has had a strong up move from this time forward into year end. So hopefully everyone will take that advice and be a buyer here today, and we can get some stability in the outside markets, Dave.
You're saying at some point this week, the last week of October?
Well, it's usually mid-October. I think usually around this 26th, 27th, you know, from here on out, you usually see some strength. A lot has been true since the stock market sell-off there in the 87, and ever since then we've been putting seasonal lows in. But we've still got a lot of work to accomplish, though, on our fundamental structure. There's still some hedge funds that need to liquidate yet. They've got until the first part of, or mid part of November here to get that liquidation done. If you're investing in a hedge fund, you want your money, they've got a time window to get that those funds to you, and those checks are going to go out on November 15th. So we're not out of the woods yet. We've still got until, you know, the first, second week of November here to get some of that process cleaned up.
Does that put the corn and bean market sideways or in a lower trend?
Well, it depends what happens. You know, if we can't stabilize outside markets, we've still got some downside risk. But if we can stabilize outside markets, we're under the opinion we're trying to carve out some seasonal fall lows here and try to trend sideways to higher going into December. So we're sort of at the mercy of the stock market. And that's a bad position to be in, is dependent on something else. And that's where the art of grain marketing and grain trading come in to play here, where you need to have some type of plan and follow it. And there are several strategies you can use to sort of transfer this price risk to someone else and still be flexible on your marketing plan.
How about giving us just one example of that?
Very, very popular strategy right now is to, especially if you got to pay commercial storage, those rates vary as little as 14 cents to as much as 30 cents to carry this grain into the first part of January. That being known, and guys needing cash dollars to meet financial obligations, we're having or seeing producers come in and price some cash grain here at these levels and then come in and replace ownership on paper. You can come back in and buy it with an option strategy where you can be in a position to capture an up move if it materializes. If not, you've got limited downside risk.
Is there a point when the U.S. dollar becomes an issue for exports?
Long term, yes. Short term, no. You know, longer term, if the dollar continues to strengthen, it is going to make our export products more expensive on the world market. There's no question about that. But that being said, the cheaper freight rate, the lowest rates we've seen over several years, is going to offset that somewhat. Also, too, the fear of the dollar going up and the fear of prices being higher, we feel that's stimulating demand. You know, if you hear gasoline's going to go up 20 cents, 30 cents a gallon, you're at the gas pump filling up. Well, that's human nature, and we feel that would stimulate some demand, too. But long-term, it is a concern. But short-term in here, as I've stated, I don't think a producer needs to be watching the tick chart on the U.S. dollar, make any market decisions on that type of fear or concern.
So do you think that on the balance of the year, demand for corn is going to pick up over the rate it's already been?
We believe so. We feel we're going to see quite a bit of pricing come in here. If you're a buyer, you know traditionally you've got a time window of here during the fall to get cash grain bought. If you don't get it bought here fairly quickly, you've got to chase the market higher because producers are either going to sell it now or else store it until 1st of January. I don't know, but maybe one person of the 27 years I've been doing this where they've paid commercial storage or filled up a grain bin, then turned right around the next day and sold it, Dave.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Have a good day.
You too. Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Let's look at the current tick in Kansas City. December wheat at 554, up 7. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December corn at 373, up a quarter. March, 389, up a quarter. May, $4.50, up 1. July, 411.5, up 1.75. November beans, 878, up 14.25. January, 878, up 11. March, 890, up 15. May, 893, up 9. December soybean meal, 271, up 270. December soybean oil, 31.30, down 17. Ed Kieser tells us a freeze warning is in effect for most of Illinois and most of central Indiana into southern Indiana late tonight into Tuesday morning. A freeze watch in effect for portions of far southeastern Illinois and southern Indiana late tonight into Tuesday morning. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.